1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
And now, anticipating a big day, Tim Murray.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Morning, Tim. Well, it all starts off with morning baseball.
You love morning baseball. There's not many things in this world, I feel like, that you... And I'm not knocking you for it. I'm just saying, love morning baseball.
I do, because I never get to stay up for a whole baseball game when they start at 7 o'clock.
Sure.
It's just way too late to do this job at the level that I expect to do it at.
Excellence.
Now you're talking. We couldn't pull... Couldn't pull that word out of your mouth yesterday.
Thank you.
You want to perform at excellence.
No, it may not seem like it, but I do have a standard for myself on this show.
Boy, it really doesn't seem like it. It doesn't even seem like it to me.
You're just setting yourself up, man. You're just setting yourself up.
So when I get early in the day baseball, I do get excited about it, and the game starts at 11:35. I thought it was 11:40. My day just got better by 5 minutes. 11:35, and I'll be able to watch it. And you know what? I'll be able to watch the whole game, get things done, relax a little bit, and then settle in for the draft at 7 o'clock tonight.
I mean, can I ask you an honest question about the draft? Because I love the draft. It is one of my favorite events of the entire year. Like tonight, because it's just a nerded out event, and I always joke it's my two loves coming together, essentially, to make a baby, right? College football, NFL, come together, boom. But for you, you're not going to stay up for the Packers selection.
I will be long gone.
Right. Yeah. So my question to you, why are you going to watch?
It's a good show.
Okay.
The NFL puts on a good show,
they
I think.
I love it. I mean,
going to be 400,000 people in Detroit tonight for the draft. 400,000. That's bigger than Woodstock.
Isn't Green Bay getting next year?
Next year. And I said to Brian earlier,
we should go.
I don't know where. No, you couldn't drag me to Green Bay with
400,000. Live show, baby.
400,000 people. You know, we're
going to have a lot of Airbnbs they'll have to rent out around Green Bay. We will.
You'll wind up sleeping.
We'll theoretically be at the draft
at my house.
Either one of our houses.
Yes. Right.
Next year.
Because everything's going to be full from here to the Apostle Islands.
Well, what we should
do. Do you even know where the Apostle Islands are?
No, no chance. Right. We should do. Well, I probably won't be able to because I'll have to work. But you should do the show in the morning from there. Get the scoop. Get the lowdown. Go talk to Schefter, and then you just come home.
Really? Will Schefter come by?
Sure.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
We get someone. Get some.
We have someone. We have you.
Someone.
We have you.
We can always get someone. It's just the someone has to be, you know, relevant.
Oh, there'll be plenty of relevant people we could get to come on.
See, I can't. What if Dan Orlovsky was available? I don't think I could. I would feel bad. I would feel like a real hypocrite if Orlovsky was on with us on draft day, because all I've ever done is make fun of him.
But you've also said, I think, maybe it was me saying it, that you enjoy his analysis.
His what?
Analysis.
The analysis.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
That was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. Right.
Tim had said, I enjoyed... My uncle was eaten by cannibals. Right. Then it's something different.
You're right. I do think Orlovsky is, I think I appreciate his opinion. I don't know if he's dialed in all the time, but, you know, I don't think he's crazy. But I've just always made fun of that running. Dude, you're so
he's
far
made,
out of bounds.
But I'll say this about him. If you ever had him on the show, which seems, I guess, unlikely, but if you ever did have Dan Orlovsky on the show, he makes fun of himself for that. I think it was in his Twitter profile.
All right.
So
you know who I'd like to have on? A Trent Dilfer.
Sure.
I think Trent
is, well, he's not going to be up there because, well, he might be. He's the UAB. He's the UAB head football coach. So he's busy.
Yeah, but I,
but after, a lot of college football coaches go up there because they want to be there. Hey, look at our players getting drafted. Why don't you come to, I mean, Nick Saban, now he's retired, but Nick Saban always was on a set this
weekend.
He's
on the ABC panel tonight.
I know.
He's going to be part of that, and he hates college football now. He hates what college football has become. That's why he left.
Well, he's got a weird way of showing it because he's going to be on the most prominent morning pregame show out there.
It's going to be interesting to watch and see what he has to say because he is really anti what's going on now. Because he's not completely, he's not the only one in charge. That's the problem. They can come and go if they don't like him.
Well, he doesn't like the fact that the only thing the youngsters in high school ask about is the money. And that's been his point, is that he kind of wants some sort of regulations. And I actually sort of agree with him on this because he said, look, if you're Bryce Young, who was his quarterback and winning the Heisman Trophy, and you're making millions, more power to you. You should be making all that money. His point was the only thing people ask about when they're getting recruited now is how much NIL am I going to get? And I think that's where
that would be his point was. Disconcerting.
Right. And I think there's going to be plenty of people who say, to quote the great Bob Madden, boo freaking who.
Yep. Yes, I did.
But I believe that's his concern, and I think it's a fair one.
The high school NIL was voted down here in Wisconsin yesterday. High school players will not be compensated. And I thought that was going to roll through pretty easily, and it didn't.
Hmm.
So we don't have to worry about that. So it didn't go through, so don't worry about it now. It'll come up again some other time, I'm sure, because other states are doing it.
So will kids leave the state to go play somewhere else?
They already do. If they're really good, they leave. There's a kid in the draft tonight who was from Waukesha who played at Waukesha Memorial. He's projected to go 11th in the draft, offensive lineman from Alabama. So they already do leave.
So we'll have a talent drain at that level?
Maybe.
That can't be good.
Are you talking about leaving for high school?
Yeah, he went to
IMG?
Yeah, he went to a football school.
Oh, God.
Yes. He went to one of those down in Florida. He left after his junior year.
Was it J.C. Is Latham from?
Yes.
J.C. Latham?
Yeah, Waukesha kid.
He could be the fifth overall pick.
They're saying 11th this morning, really as high as 5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because the Chargers, so the interesting thing, and if J.C. Latham goes 5, folks, whoo, buddy, your sports guy is going to be happy.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
All right. Well,
I got a
20. How happy?
I would be pretty happy.
Four digits happy?
It would lead to the likelihood of a four-digit night.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm pulling for you.
But it was a long shot. So I'll give you a quick backstory. So as I mentioned, I love the draft. It's a big puzzle. You nerd yourself out. You listen to particular people, and you just kind of try to pick up on hints. So Jim Harbaugh is now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. They currently have the 5th overall pick. There has been a belief, and it still very well could happen, that the Chargers are going to trade out of number 5 because of quarterback-hungry teams, whether it's Minnesota at 11, the Broncos at 12, or the Raiders at 13. One of those teams is definitely going to trade up.
And the Chargers are the team that seemed to be the obvious team that would trade down.
Okay. Correct. Okay. But then I play the game of, what if they don't? What if one of those teams doesn't want to trade up, or the Chargers said, your offer stinks. We're just going to stay here and pick a player. What are they going to do? And if that's the case, you're looking at 3 quarterbacks more than likely going 1, 2, 3. Caleb Williams is definitely going 1. 2 is like 90% sure it's Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback. And 3, we think it's going to be Drake May, the North Carolina quarterback. So let's just play that.
So number 1's going to Chicago. Number 2 is going to Washington.
Yep. Number 3's going to New England for now.
All right.
Number 4 is Arizona. And if those quarterbacks go in that order, J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, would still be available. The belief is that Arizona will stick and pick, which I like that new new phrasing.
Stick and pick.
And they will select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State.
And that will be football jail for him, I bet.
So,
is Marvin Harrison Sr. playing games with his son, or does he really? Last headline I read was Marvin wishes his son had some particular thing in his game. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
I don't know what that would be because his son is really good.
Right, but Marvin says he's lacking in something.
Yeah, I saw.
To keep his son's head from getting big? Is he trying to be like the...
Well, it was interesting. Well, before I get to Marvin Harrison Jr., I just want to get to the possibility of J.C. Latham going five real quickly. I know this has been boring. So at number five, it's the Chargers. If they don't trade out, the belief is they'll pick an offensive lineman. They got to protect Justin Herbert, the face of their franchise. They have Rashawn Slater on the left side, and they're the tackle out of Notre Dame, because no one knows what these teams are thinking. You kind of just try to project and listen to and trust in Daniel Jeremiah and these mock these draft analysts. The belief is that J.C. Latham, the kid from Wisconsin, who went to Alabama...
Didn't go to Wisconsin, grew up in Wisconsin.
Correct, from Wisconsin. His style of, I'm going to beat the crap out of you, fits what Jim Harbaugh and offensive coordinator Greg Roman want to do. So I heard this on Tuesday, and I looked at a sports book in town, and they had J.C. Latham 27-1 to go number five. And I'm like, huh. Well, if Daniel Jeremiah is just putting this out there, who by the way, is the color analyst for Chargers football, maybe I'll take a little flyer on J.C. Latham to go number five. So I did.
Do you know what you're doing? You know what we're doing right now? Do you see what we're doing right now? We're breaking down the draft.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're breaking it down. This is real sports.
This is super nerd. I just
talk.
Yeah. I really geek out with the draft. And then because you're trying to put the puzzle pieces together.
And it's impossible because nobody knows. There are teams out there who have no idea who they're taking it. They honestly don't. They have to wait and see who's available.
They got to trust the board. Right. That's what you're going to hear tonight. That's what you're going to hear from the Packers. We trust our board.
I think Rock is spot on when he said, I think it's 50-50 that the Packers even use their first-round pick, that Goody doesn't trade it away for more picks down the road somewhere.
I know a team in Washington would love to get back into the first round to get offensive tackle. So, yeah, trades in the draft are taking advantage of desperate teams, and that's the belief right now.
Yes, taking advantage of those who are really scared.
And that's the belief right now with Arizona at four and the Chargers at five, is that someone's going to get desperate for one of these quarterbacks, whether it be Minnesota, Denver, or Las Vegas, and they're just going to get a king's ransom.
What are the odds the Cowboys do something absolutely insane tonight and trade up to try and get Marvin Harrison Jr., that they approach the Cardinals about that spot?
I mean, everybody's calling everybody. I would say they're sitting at 24. You would need, I don't even know what you'd trade to get up there.
Jared didn't do anything in free agency, so he's got to make a splash.
You know who
somewhere
they might get? I saw this yesterday. They might bring back Zeke.
Oh, that is.
This is going to be amazing. Ian Rappaport, the Cowboys met with Zeke Elliott and his agent, this was yesterday, on a potential return to Dallas. I mean, he won't make as much money as he was, but God, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Would he make the active roster when they
would they get him back if he wasn't going
to
do that?
Just to take a look at him, if nothing else. Let's see what he's got left in the tank. Yeah. But man, why? There's other free agent running backs who are better than him out there, aren't there? Just guys who are on the loose right now.
But I love him. I can't. He's like the son I never had.
He's never gonna do the Thanksgiving hopping into the Salvation Army pot again because he's never gonna see the end zone again.
I miss him doing the feed me. He just likes to put that ladle in his mouth and give me the ball.
Jarrah and Jimmy were the whole draft room during their time together, right?
Yeah, Jarrah did some. I'm trying to think of a really dumb thing that Jarrah did.
I think that was a short chain of command, though. And
apparently, I mean, the story was he wanted to trade whatever he could to get Johnny Manziel.
That he had to be,
and I think his son was like, "No,
it's like
we're not doing it."
Lock him in the men's room when their turn came up, so he didn't take Johnny Manziel, right?
Bested by the Browns. Ooh. Or what are they bested?
I don't think they were bested necessarily.
No, not really.
Yeah.
They escaped a bad pick.
Well, I think that what year did Johnny get drafted? 2014 NFL draft. Is that the year they drafted Zach Martin?
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So at 16, the Dallas Cowboys selected Zach Martin. At 22, Manziel was the pick. And the story is that Jarrah really wanted that pick to be Johnny Manziel. And the hilarity of it is that Johnny Manziel obviously became a complete waste in the NFL. And Zach Martin is going to more than likely be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Maybe.
But. I could have fixed him.
You know, if you go back, watch the time travel shows, you go back in time and you change one little thing, makes a difference. Maybe if Johnny Manziel had gone to the Cowboys instead of the Browns, things would have been different.
All right.
I would have been like that guy from Coldplay. I can fix you.
Or let's try and imagine this possibility. He goes to the Cowboys, and he's even a worse human being than
That's
he was in Cleveland.
A distinct possibility, too.
I wish. But the reality is, Zach Martin was such a boring pick. He's a guard. In his career, he's made 7 all-pro, first-team all-pros.
Yeah.
Two second-team All-Pros. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's a pretty good pick right there.
But I bet you if you put truth serum in the veins of Jarrah, he'd be like, I still would have preferred Johnny.
Right. If he had a time machine, he would go back and he would take Johnny Manziel.
You mean Johnny's from Texas? He was the biggest thing ever at Texas A&M.
Watch that Johnny Manziel documentary. What's that on 30? Is that a 30 for 30?
No, it's Netflix.
Netflix.
Untold.
It is Johnny Manziel, as much as you may not like him, he was very honest in that documentary.
Yeah.
If he's hiding things, it's like, whoa. Because he was talking about all the money he had under his bed, how he's getting paid when he's playing college football. Mm-hmm. He was selling stuff all the time, signing autographs, blah, blah, blah. You know, he and his best friend, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just had this.
I got to give him credit for it. I give him credit. Like, he was taking private planes. How he didn't get caught.
Right. It's like the NCAA didn't want to catch him.
I mean, they suspended him for, like, the first half of, like, a Rice game. Like when they played Rice his junior year or something like that. Think about, I mean, here's the irony. If Johnny Manziel was playing now, and let's just say you just took Johnny Manziel and the success that he had and plopped him in the NIL era, would he have been better or worse moving forward?
He would have made more money, I guarantee
you. He would have made
a
ton of money.
He loved money. That was the thing he wanted.
Well, that way he did the money signs. That was his like little thing.
The funniest thing in there was when he was with the Browns, and was it on a Friday or a Saturday when he flew to Las Vegas, and he was going to catch whatever flight home, and he'd be home in time for the game on Sunday, and he missed his flight, and he said, I didn't know anything about private jets at the time. So I just had to call and say, yeah, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm not going to make it for the game today.
Wow.
Just he missed a game.
It's amazing.
It is jaw-dropping. We
should have cherished Johnny Manziel a little bit more than we did. Instead of bashing him, we should have just put our arms around him and be like, this guy's amazing. This is awesome.
Because wasn't his plan to just be dead?
Yeah.
At some point?
He said he had contemplated suicide.
He was gonna kill himself. He wasted all his money. But he said when I was out of money, I was gonna kill myself.
Yep.
Wasn't that the plan?
Yep.
Yeah. So
I don't know how you have the discipline to, you know, stay in shape, play football. You know,
because I think he was,
and then just lose it the rest of your life.
But I'm pretty sure. I mean, I certainly didn't have it. There are some people who just have that, are just ridiculous. I mean, did you guys watch one of my favorite 30 for 30s? Is the Bo Jackson one, where it's just like all the urban legends about Bo Jackson, and one of them wasn't even an urban legend. They were talking to one of his teammates. And he walks into his house, and he's got this state-of-the-art gym. And he goes, there's not one spot of sweat in there. And he's like, Bo, why do you even have this? He's like, optics. He didn't even, lift. He was just Bo Jackson.
And after he...
Now, I'm not saying
he would have been a Hall of Famer if he'd have stayed healthy, if he wouldn't have that whole hip thing. He would have been an NFL Hall of Famer.
And if we had modern day science now, right. I think we would have figured it out, and he wouldn't have had whatever. What was it? There was a popped vessel or something in that hip or something.
I read once upon a time it was his own strength that wrecked his career.
Right,
because
his own horsepower.
He was so strong.
If he had just gone down from that tackle, he'd be fine.
You tell him. You go tell Bo that.
Right. But because it's like.
Oh. He was strong
enough to rip his leg from his own body.
The video.
That's insane.
The video of Reagan being in the booth when Bo Jackson comes up at the All-Star game and he hits a 500-foot home run. And I think Reagan just goes, oh.
Oh, mommy.
It's just the things that he did. I wish I, because Bo
Jackson.
Like
when he ran up the outfield wall.
Threw out Harold Reynolds from the warning track. Ran over Brian Bosworth. And his hobby was playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to play in the NFL now.
And
he became a better running back instantaneously than Marcus Allen. Just walked in and was like,
now is tying fly.
Yeah, fishing.
Fishing flies. Right.
I think he lives in Alabama. I think he's just like a
he's kind
bow
of,
hunter.
Kind of bored by sports. If he isn't playing them, he doesn't want to watch them.
Well, because nobody's as good as he was. And why would he want to watch that?
I guess not.
Yeah. Well, that was better than that. Yeah.
He's one of those kids that we all dealt with. That was always obviously Bo Jackson was always the best one on his teams too, but that just didn't. He's like, hey, man, did you watch the game last night? He's like, no, I didn't watch the game last night. And then he goes out there and just dominates. You're like,
he's one of those guys who says,
I live and breathe this sport, and you don't care, and you're so much better than me.
How do you know how to play football if you don't watch the game?
He's one of those guys that goes golfing with you and said, I haven't, first time I've been out in 2 years. And he hits his first drive, and it's
straight down the
middle, and he takes a birdie on the first hole, and it's like, I haven't played in a couple of years.
Dust off these clubs.
Jeez, I play like 5 times a week, and he just
got lessons and
new clubs and
buy new equipment every year.
Right.
I watch the Masters.
Yeah.
And,
So back to the draft. The draft is tonight.
Yes, sir.
And why do we watch? I just like the whole show. I like the whole.
Can I ask you which one you're going to watch? Do you siphle between them? Because it's probably the only sporting event that you can watch the same thing on 3 different networks.
There's NFL, there's ESPN, there's ABC.
And there's VSiN, which you can stream for free at VSiN.com/VSiN or YouTube.com/VSiN.
Do you guys have the video clips ready to go to on everybody who's picked?
Hell no.
Okay. But if you want
the gambling analysis, your boy will be ready to give it to you.
Okay.
So throw it on YouTube. Or if you have YouTube TV, throw it on there. But yes, so the ABC one, I always just kind of tend to drop back to ESPN. But NFL Network, man, I really like Daniel Jeremiah. I think he's the best NFL draft analyst we have. Him and Todd McShay are my two favorites, and Todd McShay doesn't work for ESPN currently. So
where is McShay?
I don't know the full details, but what I'm gathering is he's being paid still by ESPN, so he's got some sort of non-compete situation. So he's been doing a couple, like, he's been going on the Ryan Russillo podcast, which is like a top five podcast out there, on a weekly basis, kind of doing his draft stuff there. But he's not, I don't think he's allowed to go on television. My guess is just because of the non-compete. I guess he's still getting paid from ESPN. That would be my hunch.
Oh, and plus when you said, why are you watching the draft? I don't know what's going to happen. Like the Brady Quinn thing was fun to watch a few years ago where he just sat and sat and sat and sat. And then they finally moved him off to like a room where there were no cameras.
Well, I mean, more recently it was Will Levis last year. Okay, Will Levis sat there with his hot girlfriend and he didn't get picked till the second round. Yeah, Brady Quinn was really the first. Well, that's not true because Aaron Rodgers sat there for longer than Brady Quinn. He sat till 24 when the Packers picked him. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Brady Quinn sat till 22, but Brady Quinn was certainly a more household name than Aaron Rodgers because he was the Notre Dame quarterback and he was expected. Maybe he'll go three. Okay, the Browns are going Joe Thomas.
But somebody's going to have that night. Somebody's going to.
Oh yeah,
maybe that guy's still available. Why isn't anybody taking that guy?
Well, It always comes back to the quarterbacks. Right?
Or is the Jeremy Tunsil thing going to happen? Where some Laramie Tunsil, where some video is released minutes before the draft starts of a dude in some sort of gas mask smoking weed that costs him millions.
I'll just say this. That was the most incredible thing ever. There's probably a backstory out there. Who released that video?
We think it was his stepfather. Wasn't that the story? But they had had some beef.
So the question that was asked this week I was listening to a podcast, and I think it was either Jeremiah or McShay was being asked this by the host. They go, what if the Tunsil story or video came out tonight, would it affect the draft of a particular player? And he was like, I don't think so. I mean, we're so like, hey, smoke weed, whatever, who cares?
But he fell in the draft because of that.
He fell to 13.
Right.
He would have been much higher.
Yeah. So is that going to happen tonight? I don't think there's any less video of these guys than there, you know, than there was when Tunsil was taken a few years ago.
I don't want to hope for bad things for these kids.
But you don't want to miss it either.
But it would be kind of funny.
It is kind of funny when you go, really, you did that, man?
Excuse me. But what will you watch? Do you want ABC is kind of the stories. ESPN's going to be more of the insider stuff. And then NFL Network will probably be more comparable to the ESPN coverage.
I'm probably going to start.
I would want to hear a name and then see a clip of highlights.
Well, that sounds like you're an ESPN guy.
Yeah,
but ABC's NFL Network.
ABC's going to do the same thing.
But they're going to do some of the heartwarming, make you cry stories.
I don't know if I want any heartwarmingness. I don't know if I want that.
Do you want to see our friend Stephanie in Detroit? Because she'll be on tonight.
I should text Stephanie because that's interesting because she's out there at Detroit. I know why, obviously. She's got to interview the pick.
Well, she's going to interview Packer fans that are there.
You right.
Hopefully get the pick.
Oh, and she's an ABC affiliate.
Right, and she's
ABC. Okay, so never mind. It makes sense because I was going to say, if she's on the local news, they're not going to have a pick by the time she's on, but if she's ABC, so I get it. That makes more sense because I saw her tweet and I'm like, why is Steph there? Okay, that makes sense.
Like Brian said, just
she'll do probably a pre-show and then a post-show.
Exactly.
Cool.
They've got the sports department scattered all over the place: Green Bay, Milwaukee, Detroit. So you get a pretty good local flavor, but that's you can catch that at 6:30. But again, it's still guessing at 6:30.
I mean, at 25, no one has any idea.
And last year when they took Van Ness in what the 20 whatever pick last year, I went, who?
Yeah.
They say, who?
You're going to do that today.
Yeah.
My bet, or not bet, my mock draft, which will obviously be inaccurate because they all are. I had them picking a defensive back, which a lot of people think they could go DB. The kid from Iowa, Cooper DeJean, is a possibility. But ultimately, I gave them the Alabama corner, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I like that name better.
Oh, I hope we get that guy.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
I've been watching him all through college. Kool-Aid. He's a great return guy, too.
He's really good.
He's a really good return guy. That would be great. That's my choice. That's what I want.
All right.
All right, put me down for Kool-Aid.
I want that, too, because that would make me look really smart.
Kool-Aid here.
If my mock draft had the Packers pick accurate at 25, oh, man, I would look so smart.
Kool-Aid, what's his last name?
McKinstry.
McKinstry.
Because you would want to mix him up with some other kid named Kool-Aid.
But the problem is they can't put Kool-Aid on the back of his jersey. They have
That's
to put,
true.
McKinstry. Put McKinstry. It's not like the old AFL.
But you know what you could do if they drafted Kool-Aid McKinstry? You could get a customized jersey that just said Kool-Aid on the back.
Kool-Aid. I could do that now even if they don't draft him.
Or you could just get a shirt with the big Kool-Aid man on it and then put his number on the back.
Put, up there on the name tape.
If they draft him, I'm getting I'm going to get a pack.
With an exclamation point.
Now I know what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Yep. 25 is going to come around. McKinstry's going to be available. They're not going to pick him, and you're going to be pissed now. He's like, we could have had Kool-Aid.
It's going to be a disappointment. But not just for that. He's a great return guy, right? I mean, I seem to remember him.
Look at you.
With some big returns at Alabama over the last
couple years. Talking yourself into loving the guy.
The guy's name is Kool-Aid. Come on.
We don't even know if he's going to. What if he's a Bear? What if he's a Viking?
Still a great name.
What if he's picked?
Still a great name.
Won't be a Bear. He could be a Viking if they Vikings have 23. So that's possible. He could be a Viking.
I think I even asked you, Tim, is there really a guy that plays for Alabama whose name is Kool-Aid? And you said, yeah.
What if the Cowboys take him right before?
Is that who picks before us?
His name is
24. I got
Gequincy Kool-Aid McKinstry, an only child, grew up in Birmingham. He earned the name Kool-Aid.
Let me guess, because he liked Kool-Aid.
No. He earned it from his maternal grandmother, who said he had a quote Kool-Aid smile from birth.
Mm. Okay.
There you go.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He had a big smile. The Kool-Aid pitcher.
He doesn't show any teeth.
Condensation, but he's smiling all the time.
Well, weren't there when he was a child and his grandmother.
Yeah, you don't
was
have any teeth when you're a baby.
No, I just
either.
Wonder what it means. I didn't say he didn't.
Yeah.
Why are you calling his grandmother a liar?
Yeah. What are you doing? He's going to be
think
a Packer.
I called his grandmother a liar. Let me rewind it in my head. I didn't call him a liar.
Why are you creating this beef with Kool-Aid already, man?
Why do you not want Kool-Aid?
Eyewitnesses, terrible. I know what I heard. Yeah.
Oh, I hope I hope Rock is wrong and they don't trade down. I'd really like Kool-Aid on the team.
How long ago did we have Ha Ha?
Ha Ha,
Clinton Dix.
Yeah, how long ago was that guy?
10 years? 8 years? Yeah. He was a Bama guy.
They're kind of a little far apart to both be in the same backfield. Ha Ha and Kool-Aid, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Who was the matchup that...
when did we get rid of Ha Ha? When did he leave? How long ago was that?
Hold on.
By the way, I'm reading through his...
Was he 21? Clinton Dix?
I don't know. Hold on.
It's a lot going on there. It's a hyphenated name. Clinton Dix. It's Ha Ha.
Who was the matchup with him? Juju...
Who? Who will not?
Juju Schuster-Smith or something?
That's another one. There you go. That's a lot.
Like that was like a
Smith Schuster.
Yeah,
I knew what you
meant.
Oh,
when they were.
Yeah, we try to be accurate on this show, as I learned yesterday.
Yeah. Well, some days we try to be more accurate than others. Other days we just want to riff.
Cooper DeJean is also an awesome returner. He's from a town. I want to double check this. He's from a town called. I can't even pronounce it. Oldbolt, Iowa, and they have less than 1,000 people in his town.
I think I'd like somebody named Kool-Aid better. Unless we can just call him Kool-Aid. We're going to call you Kool-Aid.
Well, you know what?
You can call him whatever you want.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Went 21st in the 2014 draft, right before a Johnny Manziel, who went 22nd in the 2014 draft.
See how it all comes around, Tim?
It's the beauty of this show. It just all comes together.
All ties together.
Big.
Four seasons with the Packers.
All right.
Then off to Washington.
We'll have time to talk about these first-round picks tomorrow morning. Brewers won in Pittsburgh last night.
Yes, they did.
Scored three runs in the third with just one hit, and that's all they managed was three runs. But
Celtics lost.
This is unlike you. This isn't like you at all.
Those Celtics fans were walking around. Oh, no one's going to beat us, you know.
111-101 last night.
Suck it. You guys lost to the Heat without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but you know what? Tyler Hero stepped up and said, here, this will be my year to play lights out. You can't stop me.
He started singing Enrique Iglesias when he started shooting. He said, I could be your hero, baby.
See, this is also why we like to have young people on the show so they can
Kayla
do
Martin
songs.
Kayla Martin also. Is Enrique Iglesias modern?
In my world, he is.
Like 25 years ago.
Yeah, so?
Look, the Celtics are still going to win the series, but God, it's nice for a little humble pie to those smug you-know-whats.
Oh, we're gonna sweep the Heat, and we're just going to walk our way to the NBA Finals.
Let's be honest. I kind of thought they'd sweep the Heat, too. Didn't you? Without Jimmy Butler?
Of course. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
suck on that, Celtics.
Series that one each?
Yep.
Oh, Miami has wrestled away home court advantage.
Hashtag Heat culture. Hashtag Heat culture. Eric Spoelstra does the best with the least, which is actually true. Eric Spoelstra is pretty awesome. And then Oklahoma City beat the crap out of New Orleans. So they're up 2-0. And on the ice, the damn Bruins won, so that's unfortunate. It wasn't a sweep of the day there.
I was watching the Rangers and the Caps the other night.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
I know it's not good for you, but, man, playoff hockey.
It's awesome.
Even, you know, if you don't like hockey or you just don't have any interest in it, you really owe it to yourself to just watch a period of playoff
hockey.
So
intense, man.
It is unbelievably great.
Edmonton last night, speaking of playoff hockey, they're pretty significant favorite. They lost in overtime to the Kings. So that was a fun one. Ended around the time you guys wake up.
Speaking of which, what time does the game start on Friday?
4:30.
4:30.
Yeah, Bucks game, 4:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a problem for you?
No, I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do on Friday, and I thought the game starts at 4:30. I thought, is that right? Am I remembering that wrong? So I just needed to recheck. It is 4:30.
You watch Hawaii 5-0 till like 4:20, and then you just switch over to the Bucks game on ESPN because they got a triple header that night, tomorrow night.
4:30, yes. Okay.
How are they going to – wait, where are they moving the draft to? ESPN2 then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be the second and third round. So, yeah, I think that'll be on ESPN2. Yeah.
All right. Do we know what the weather's like in Detroit tonight? Because this is kind of an open air, you know, for a lot of people.
Draft called because of rain?
No, they're not going to call. I'm just wondering for those people who are pilgrimaging to Detroit.
You're worried about the people outside.
Well, they play under a roof now. Did you see go ahead.
It looks like it's going to be a lovely evening.
Did you see the Bears' Temps new
the
stadium?
50s.
Their proposal?
Yeah.
$5 billion, Tim.
It's going to be in Arlington Heights, right?
No. They're going to build it right next to Soldier Field.
Are they really?
Right down by the lake.
Yeah, they're going to build it right next to it.
Again.
Soldier Field will come down under this proposal. No, they've given up on the Arlington Heights thing. Even though they bought the land from the old racetrack, they'll just sell it to...
They'll make money on it.
Sure. They'll be fine. They're the Bears. It's the NFL. They're losing money.
That's true.
Matter of fact... it's going to be cost you more to get it just because the Bears did own it. When, you know, the Bears owned this. It'll be Bear Estates or something like that. They'll work out a deal with the developer.
Put their golden touch on it.
Right. Yeah. So.
Well, anyway. Yeah.
But that it's going to have a dome, too.
Yeah,
they lose forever.
It looks like a mashup of what they have in Los Angeles and what Jerry World.
So when the Super Bowl comes to Chicago in 15 years, will people be getting hotel rooms in Milwaukee to commute down to Chicago?
Maybe, but they won't have to. They have plenty of rooms in Chicago for a Super Bowl. Yeah.
It is our biggest suburb.
Yeah.
They have plenty of hotel rooms.
Straight shot down 94. Yeah.
I flew into Chicago and drove up to you guys.
Yeah. Yep.
And all those tolls are in Illinois, not in Wisconsin. So
I prefer directly flying into you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. We're kind of proud of our airport.
All right. I think we accomplished a lot tonight.
That sucks, but... It does.
I hope they build it. I hope they build that stadium down there. It is spectacular. Like Brian said, it'd be this beautiful jewel case with this crappy team inside. It'd just be so.
If you build it.
With another number one quarterback.
First time the Bears.
Trying to launch a career.
You know, it's the first time the Bears have had the number one in 65 years.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank the Carolina Panthers for that.
Right, because they didn't do
Packers
it.
Packers
right.
Only had two number ones.
Yeah.
One of them went on to the Hall of Fame. The other said, I'm not going to Siberia, and went and played in Canada.
He didn't want to come to Green Bay, but he went further north
Canada. That goes to show you.
How bad it was. Yes, what he thought about Green Bay. All right, Tim, we're out of time.
All right.